The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a better garden. And if you're looking for more information, go to my website. It's paulparent.com. And you can sign up for our free email newsletter. And if you want to see what it looks like when you're on the website, click on Archive. And the Archive will show you all of the stories that we have written in the last few weeks and months and more. And we have 4 stories that I write every week. We put some music in there to break it up a little bit, a garden quote, and a recipe. And this past week, we put a recipe in there for chocolate zucchini bread. And I'm telling you, if your kids won't eat their vegetables, they'll eat this cake. Put a scoop of ice cream on it, and they're eating their vegetables. They don't even know it. Next week's newsletter, I've put together a recipe for summer squash soup. And it's a creamy base type soup with something that you can serve either hot or cold. And I love cold soup, so I'm going to try it hot, but I'm going to also have it cold. So there's a lot in there. It costs you nothing. Just go to paulparent.com, click on email newsletter, put in your email address, hit submit, and next Thursday there'll be something in there for you. I'm going to start telling you about the bulbs, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, and a lot more, because this is the time to plant in ways that you can eliminate problems with rodents who like to eat them. Okay? For now, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dennis from Massachusetts. So he's got a question about his Northwood tree.
Dennis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a dogwood. We moved it about 5 or 6 years ago. It had been in a location where it really didn't get much sun, and it didn't do very well at all. So now it's grown. It's about 10, 12 feet tall. And we had flowers on it this season, and now it's got these little balls. They were green at first, and now they've turned red. Are you supposed to pull those off, or what's the significance of them?
Okay. The little red fruit that's on your dogwood tree is the result of the bees pollinating the flowers, and it's made a fruit that has seed in it and will also feed the birds. So you have a choice. You can pick some of them, put them in a brown bag, and let them dry naturally, And once they've all dried out, then what you would do is you would break that fruit apart, and you'll find seeds in it. And you can put the seeds in plastic pots with a good potting soil, like Black Gold or Ideal Organic, and start some new dogwoods, or just leave them there, and the birds will clean them out as soon as the weather gets cold, and the natural food that they're accustomed to eating now becomes more and more difficult to find. But it is a fruit that is edible from the birds.
No, that's interesting. I have another question. You were mentioning about not fertilizing, not feeding your plants any longer, but what should I be putting on the lawn at this time of the year? Should it be a fertilizer or something to kill the weeds?
Well, the weather is so warm. I mean, normally by now we're getting 40s and 30s during the night. We're getting highs of 70. And I know in Maine, where I live, we're getting 85 degrees, and right now it's 66. And when I got up this morning at 5 o'clock, it was 62. So it's hot, and the plants are still actively growing. So if you walk on your lawn and you see that there are only a few weeds here and there, what I would do is to buy a liquid, put it in a pump sprayer, and just walk across the lawn and spray the individual weeds. There's no sense treating the whole lawn if you only have a few. If you don't have any weeds, then just use a straight fall fertilizer, and that will get the lawn thicker and fuller, and the weeds that are there will slowly die. If you want to stay organic, there's a company called Natural Alternative, and their website is natural-alternative.com. It's all organic, and it will really do a nice job for you. And if you tell them that you heard about it on the show, they'll ship it to you for free or give you a name of a nursery near you. The other product that is very, very good is called Turf Trust. And Turf Trust is very unique. For example, if you buy Turf Builder and you put it on your lawn, you're going to get 6 weeks out of it, and that's it. Turf Trust will last for 14 weeks for about the same amount of money. It's a slow-release fertilizer. It has a great assortment of micro and macro nutrients. And it also has something called CDU that will naturally suppress diseases in your lawn. And their website is ProTrustProducts.com. ProTrustProducts.com. And if you tell them you heard about it on the show, they'll tell you where you can buy it, or they'll ship it to you for free.
That's great information. Hey, can I plant my garlic now, or is it too early?
Oh, no, it's time now.
Okay.
You've got the entire month, but if you can get it in now, and a lot of the feed and grain stores have it, don't buy the garlic in the supermarket. It's been treated with a product so that it won't germinate. But you go to a feed and grain store, some of the nurseries, you break the outside edges of cloves, not the inside, the outside row.
Yeah.
And you push it in the ground about 3 inches deep. take the inside garlic and use it for cooking. And between now and Thanksgiving, it will probably grow to be a good 6 inches tall. Then when it gets real cold, it will die back to the ground. And you want to put a couple of inches of shredded leaves or pine needles or seaweed, something like that on them.
Yeah, that's what I use.
For the winter months. And then in the spring, it'll come up right up through it. You leave it right there. It will help to keep the weeds down. It'll keep the moisture in the soil. And you'll have beautiful garlic next year at this time that you can take part of it and replant it so that you don't have to buy it year after year after year.
Hmm. Oh, that's good to know. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you. You have a great weekend. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her hostas and another question about her geranium.
Okay. Donna, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, we'll go right to you.
Be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're talking with Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm great. I'm out my garden now. I'm looking at pictures that I had from last summer, and I realized none of my variegated hostas came up. And I've always told people you cannot kill a hosta. They're under a nice old, probably 100-year-old oak. All the green ones came up, but the variegated ones never came up. What did I do wrong?
You know, it's very, very possible that during the winter, because the winter came on real early last year, the ground never really froze, I would be willing to bet that during the winter you had either a vole or a mouse that ate the root system of that plant.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. But they did eat the green ones, so they only like the variegated ones.
They are very, very particular. One, I'll tell you, when I lived in Massachusetts many years ago, I worked at a nursery. And we sold 50 varieties of hosta. And what we would do is every year we would get 10 new varieties, and we would take the 10 oldest varieties and not order them again. So when the 10 varieties came in, I got to pick the biggest root clump for myself, and then I'd pot up the others and bring them to my yard and plant them. Well, one fall, I was busy, and Christmas was coming, so instead of cleaning the flower beds, I covered all of my flower beds with pine needles. In the spring, in early April, I grabbed my bamboo rake I started to rake the beds clean of the pine needles, and the daylilies and the hostas had started to come up, and as I raked, they were coming right out of the ground along with all kinds of mice. So from that day on, I did not mulch those beds. I left them alone, and the problem solved itself. So if it's under trees, then, don't mulch them. The best thing to do is when you replant them next spring, dig a hole so that it's bigger than the pot or the container you're going to be putting in. And as you put the plant in, underneath the plant and around the plant, you take some oyster shells.
Ah.
You can buy oyster shells at a feed and grain store. They use oyster shells for chickens to make the shells of the egg harder. And what I would do is I would put maybe like a quarter of a handful on the bottom, mix it with the soil, set the plant on top, add some soil, and then put a handful around each plant, work it into the soil, firm it, water, and when they start to dig, the oyster shells are sharp,
mm-hmm.
and it cuts their paws, and they won't continue to dig in that area. When I lived in Massachusetts, we went digging for steamers
mm-hmm.
every single week, and we would take our clam shells, break them up, and we would broadcast that where we planted carrots and beets and turnip, because the voles would get in the garden, and also potatoes, and we would broadcast the shells before we planted, and it made a big difference in preventing them. And it's not a chemical, and it added calcium and manganese to the soil, so it was feeding the soil, creating a barrier to keep these rodents from eating my carrots, beets, turnips, and so forth, and also for things like peonies, iris, daylilies, and hosta, it works great.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul.
With a problem Thank in you. Your garden, especially on your impatience, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we got David from Maine. He's got a question about one of your products that you use for deodorizing basements.
Okay, Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes, good day, Paul. Thank you for all your good advice. A month or two ago, you mentioned a product which deodorizes basements, and unfortunately I misplaced my notes on the contact, the way to find it.
Okay. The name of the product is called Shoe, S-H-O-O,
yes.
Mold, M-O-L-D.
Yes.
And the name of the company that makes it is Linwood Laboratories, or just Linwood Labs.
Thank you.
And what you can do is you can give them a call, and they'll tell you where you can buy the product near you. If there isn't, then they'll ship it to you.
Wonderful.
Now, this is a very unique product. It's, first of all, it's totally organic. The man who developed it is a vet. He's now retired, and he invented the aerosol can for spray starch. And because his wife was always ironing his whites to go to work and use like a mister bottle, and he invented the spray starch in an aerosol can. And he's developed a lot of different products. He's a very, very smart man. If you get him on the phone, you'll be lucky, because his knowledge is incredible. He's also developed a hornet and wasp spray. It's called Shoe Fly. And it will go 20 feet in the air. And once you get it on the nest or in the eaves of your house, it will last for 4 weeks. But the shoe mold, my wife was allergic to mold and mildew from our basement. And she was getting shots every single week. And what we ended up doing is we would buy the whole year's supply of the medicine, because it was a lot cheaper. So my wife would just go in, they take her vial, take so many grams or whatever it is, give her a shot, and she came home. We bought this product. We sprayed our basement with it. And what I did is I opened up the windows, the bulkhead. I put a white paper mask on my nose. Even though it's organic, I want it to be safe. And I sprayed all the walls in my basement. Then I sprayed the floor. And I left. And I let it dry. A couple later, I went back. Everything had dried. I shut the windows because it was the fall of the year. We brought in our patio furniture, and she did not have to have a shot after that. We did it spring and fall, and her allergies to mold and mildew disappeared because of this product, and it's wonderful. So give them a call. Again, the number is 339-777-5109, and it is called Shoe Mold, SHOO-MOLD.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. I know you're going to love it. And it works. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye, sir.
The other place that you can take the shoe mold, if you've got a RV or a camper and you close it for the year, spray it before you close it up. And just spray like countertops, the furniture, the walls, and then close it. And when you open up your trailer or your camper in the spring, it won't have that musty smell. It really works great. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her Siberian iris.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your iris?
Good morning, Paul. I wonder, am I supposed to wait until the leaves turn yellow to cut it down?
What does the foliage look like now? Is it still nice and healthy and green?
It's still green, yes. It has little touches of yellow, but
yeah,
at the tip, but that's all.
Yeah, I would hold off. I mean, we've had such crazy weather. Here we are almost at the end of September, and all over the Northeast, you know, New England, New York, Pennsylvania, and down, we've been in the 80s and 90s, and we shouldn't be that. You know, we've had temperatures at night that stay above 50, and our plants are not getting acclimated. So I would wait until the weather changes. Fall begins on Wednesday. Maybe then things will change. It will knock the energy that's in the green foliage and send it down to the roots. See, if you cut it all now and the green is still perfectly healthy, you're removing all of that stored energy in the foliage. If you wait till it starts to turn yellow or brown, all the energy has drained from the leaves down to the roots, and it's stored there for the winter so that when spring arrives, it can encourage new growth to form.
Okay, so when do we divide them? Now in the fall or in the spring?
Springtime.
In the springtime, okay.
Yeah, what I do normally... Normally by now, they started to turn brown, so I would cut them to like 3 inches. And then in the spring, I wait till I see new growth forming from the clump. And if it's a good-sized clump, I'll dig up with a shovel the entire clump and bounce it on the ground a little bit to get some of the soil off. Take a garden spade or a shovel or even a hatchet and cut it in half. And if it's really big, then you could cut it in half again, making 4 clumps of your iris, planting them with some compost and fertilizer. And now you're going to have 4 plants that will, in 1 year, double in size. But wait until the spring. Who knows what's going to happen this fall?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Carol. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from Connecticut. She's got a problem with sumac invading her yard.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about the sumac. Where's it coming from?
Well, I had a small amount of sumac in my yard for many years, and I would say in the past year or more, it's just taken over. It's just gone everywhere. Last year, I cut some of it way back and put something I thought was going to poison it and go back perhaps into the root system. And I just seem to have more this year. I think it encouraged it.
Yeah, see, sometimes what happens is if you prune back a plant and you put the product on it, they've got to, the product has to be absorbed into the plant to do the job correctly. So what you need to do is to get a product like Brush Killer, which is made by Bayer. Bonide has Clean Up. And Fertilome has Kills All. And what you would do is you would spray the foliage right now while it's still green. It will be absorbed into the tissue, taken down to the roots, and it will kill the root. Now, in the fall, after all the leaves have come off, cut everything flush to the ground. Just take a lawnmower, if possible, or something, or loppers, and cut all of your sumac right down to the ground. In the spring, if some of it should start to sprout, because you cut it down to the ground and there's no stumps, you can mow it. And by mowing it 4 or 5 times during the summer, and preventing it from growing, it will burn all of its energy, and you've killed that sumac without the use of any weed killers other than giving it a good hit this fall. But hit it right now while it's still actively growing with this warm weather that we are getting. And that will take care of your sumac. Cut it flush. And then next year, you'll get bits and pieces. When you see it coming up, mow it. And it will burn the energy and the plant will not survive.
Okay. Okay. Now, do I have to try and hit all the parts of those leaves?
As long as you, I mean, you don't have to get underneath, as long as you spray the top of the foliage.
Okay.
And so that it even, like, drips a little bit, that will do the job.
Okay. Well, thank you a million. I hope that this will, I'm sure it will work. I hope I'll be able to carry the plant up. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the phone call, Dorothy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from Cape Cod. He's got a couple questions about his apple tree regarding picking the apples and storing them.
Okay. Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you. I have it's probably 20-some-odd years old since we planted it, but it's supposed to be a dwarf empire. But it turned out that it really is not a dwarf because it's over 20 feet tall. and every now and then, it produces apples every year, but every now and then we get a bounty year when this happens to be one of them in the tree. It's nothing but red apples. I don't really have a good place to store them.
You can't put them in your basement?
I have a crawl space, but it's...
Oh, perfect. Yeah, put it in your crawl space. My dad, growing up, we would put bags of potatoes, and we would put all of the green tomatoes in the crawl space, and it worked great. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV up upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just before the break, we were talking with Richard about a place to store apples for the winter months. And when I lived in Massachusetts and also in Maine, we had a crawl space underneath part of our house. So you've got this cement foundation, a dirt floor, and 4 feet from the ground would be the floor for your first story. And we would put in there potatoes. We would put in apples, and we would put in green tomatoes at the end of the year. So if the weatherman called for a frost, we went out in the garden that day and picked all of the tomatoes. We wrapped them in a piece of newspaper, and we put them in banana boxes. We didn't fill a box. We took a knife, and we cut it, so it was only about maybe a foot high. And we would put these newspaper-covered tomatoes in the boxes. And it would ripen slowly in the cool temperature and the dark. And we had tomatoes till almost Christmas some years. The potatoes we took out of the bags. We did the same thing. We put them in banana boxes because they're waxed and they're heavy. And that way you didn't have all 50 pounds in one container. And they didn't get heavy and crush the bottom potatoes. So we did them maybe three or four high and just spread them out evenly. And tomatoes, peppers. Oh, and the apples, we did the same thing. We didn't leave it in like a bushel basket, because the ones on the bottom would get bruised, they'd get soft, they'd get rotten, and then it would spread. So we would take them, put them in these banana boxes, set them right on the ground, and it stayed cold. It didn't freeze because you had the walls and you had the floor above you and the ground, and they kept very, very well. We were putting in there squash, let's see, carrots and beets. We would pick them, cut off the foliage, put about an inch of sand or peat moss, lay the carrots down, some peat moss, raw carrots, peat moss, same thing with the beets, and we would put them in that crawl space, and it acted like the old-fashioned vegetable storage bin that people built into their house. And it worked very, very well. So don't throw anything away. Put them in there. Just don't stack them too deep. You don't have to put any chemicals or fungicide on them. They'll do real well. And if you're growing dahlias, that's a good place to store them because they stay cool. Glads, cannas can all go in there. Begonias can go in there for storage during the winter. If you put them in your garage, isn't heated and there's no heat, then they're going to freeze and they're going to dry out and die. So a crawl space under the house is excellent for storage. And if any of you want to get some information on our trip to Cuba, that's filling very quickly right now, the number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. It's the week of April 16th through the 23rd. We did it during school vacation to allow teachers to come on this trip where they could come back and tell the story of Cuba so that the kids know what it's all about, and you're going to get an awful lot. It's going to be a trip that in 5 years from now will not be the same. With all the money that's going to flow into Havana within the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to look like Miami. Come with us and see what Havana looks like the year of the 1960s, and see the wonderful cars and the wonderful people that live in Cuba. It's not everybody that's bad. During the war, it was Hitler. It wasn't the German people.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.